We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay. All right. All right. And always during this time, too, they were getting ready to kick things off up at Calhoun. IJ Rosenberg is at the game on Peachtree TV tonight. IJ, good evening. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You're in a tough place to get a win. You're in a tough place to get a win.
Yeah, we're at up in Roswell at Blessed Trinity. They'll host Calhoun tonight, Class 5A, Region 7. You know, really, it's BT, Calhoun, and Cartersville in that region. And the most interesting thing, and I'll tell you why this game is really, really important, and it is an early region game, is because you want to win this region, because if you don't and you finish second in this region, you're going to end up going down to Warner Robins in the second week of the playoffs. And I just don't know that anybody is going to be able to go down there, especially that early in the playoffs, and beat them. So a lot of, you know, a lot of consequences will come out tonight. Two really good football players, two really good football teams here. Big crowds, homecoming for Blessed Trinity. I'll tell you what, Sam, you know, I've lived in Roswell since 1998. And really, it's been amazing to watch the growth of Blessed Trinity. And they're having homecoming tonight. They've got big tents all over the place. Places packed. Calhoun, of course, who has, I think, the largest band in the state. And they brought every one of them. I'm sitting here looking at them right now. It's incredible watching them walk on the track. And they'll fill up the other stands. So, big game on Peachtree TV. You know, you've got Justin Haynes, the running back. Of course, his dad playing at Georgia. Sam, you and I got to watch him play up in Athens. And, you know, he's back. He's healthy. Last year, of course, in the game against Calhoun was the game that he probably put himself up at the very top of the running backs in his class when he carried the ball 36 times for like 342 yards and really put BT on its back, and they beat Calhoun. So, he's back. He, you know, struggled a little bit getting healthy earlier in the season. The big receiver, Steely, but Calhoun, of course, is committed to Georgia. So you got some big-name players that are going to play tonight here. I wanted to update you guys on a couple of things. You know, make sure, of course, if you're listening to your show, our app is now totally updated. You know, our scoring app, which is a live scoring app for football. You can go to scoreatl.com and you can, you know, you either use the QR code or download the app. But, you know, we have about 12 people every Friday night that are doing the scores. And, you know, finally we were able to get that totally updated. Apple went through a huge update as well as the Android side. So you can enjoy that. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was what I talked about last week. And that was, of course, the meetings that were held down in Thomaston during the week about reclassification. They sort of came out the way we thought they were going to come out. There's going to be a 3 multiplier put on both the private and public, city schools. So you're going to see teams like Woodward Academy, if everything works out the way I expect it to work out, probably play in 7A. All the big teams, you know, the Marist, the BTs, the Westminsters, the Lovett, they're all going to have to move up. And, you know, there is some word that the private schools might pull out. But, guys, I don't see that happening. I just Tommy Marshall, the AD over at Marist, has been over at Giza, which is the other classification, a very small private schools in the state. He's now leading that. And there has been some talks about, you know, whether the big private schools will pull out. But I don't see that happening. I think they'll accept the multiplier, and you'll see a very, very different type of situation the next couple of years because, you know, these teams are going to be playing up, and I think they're going to, you know, they're going to struggle a little bit in football. I still think they'll do well in volleyball. They'll do well in the country club sports. But football is a sport where, you know, you move up to 7A, guys, you're going to have to play the big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for them. We were talking about that earlier. The other sports is more what it's about, IJ, to be honest. It's really not as much a football issue as some of the other sports from the GHSA point of view. But you're right, in football, it is a killer to go from 4A to 7A, no doubt.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Coach. And you're right. It was done for the other sports because the other sports are the ones that are dominating. But, you know, the issue with private schools and the city schools is, you know, you don't have the hardship that you really have with going over to the public schools. So you do have recruiting. Mm-hmm. And these schools are able to get kids to move around from places and to come out of their what they call their zones or school zones and different things like that. But, you know, hopefully this thing will get wrapped up in the next couple of weeks. We'll find out, you know, each of the schools, you know, what their multiplier will be. What they do real quickly is they take the kids that are actually out of the school zone. So BT, okay, is basically their school zone is what Roswell High School is. So everybody that's outside the Roswell High School district, okay, is counted against BT, and that'll be times three, and that's what their number will be. And whatever that number is, that's the classification they'll fit in. I'll leave you with this, Sam, Coach. I enjoy sit on hold for about 7 minutes listening to your recruiting information, which I think is great stuff and everything. The only thing the thing I'm sure you either talked about or will talk about is how important it is for the kid, whether it's your daughter or your son, to make the phone calls to the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that very early on, and you really see a big difference, you know, when your kid picks up the phone and answers the phone from a coach or the other way around, calls a coach and, you know, gets aggressive on the phone. But what's great about that is not only good for sports, but it's just great for the maturity of the young student athlete.
Right.
So I'll leave you with that, guys. It's going to be a great night. Don't forget to watch Peachtree TV. And next week, we have another real good one for you. We'll be over at Walton High School as they'll host North Cobb in a big region game.
That will be a good one.
That's going to be a real good one. But you got a good one tonight there, IJ. We look forward to watching it.
Thanks, guys. You have a good weekend.
All right. That is IJ Rosenberg. And some good food for thought there. He's got Blessed Trinity and Calhoun coming up here in about 6 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.